Enter Bernardo Marcellus Horatio.
Look there towards the planet core. It is the Glashnass that did devour the father of Hamlet.
That cursed beast! Our phaser rifles were ineffective. Even when we didst shoot a multitude of holes through the beast, the purple blood spattered the rocks around. The rocks steamed, if faith, with the highest acid content of the beast's blood. And yet still he did crunch in his foul, dripping fangs our king.
Glashnass advances.
Will it speak? Will we fight?
Nay, question it, Horatio.
Foul alien scum, why did you devour with crunching of marrow-filled bones and the rending of fairest flesh our king?
It is offended.
See? It stalks away.
Stay! Stay, I charge thee. Face our laser swords like a member of the last great human alliance.
Hortensio, Marcellus, and Bernardo open fire, shooting hundreds of bolts of pure energy at the beast, but he evades them. Exit Glashnass.
The hordes have grown. Soon, if reinforcements do not arrive, I fear we will be full overrun.
How now, Horatio? You tremble and look pale. Is not this monster less frightening than the dozens you decapitated with your frightful laser sword? The Glashnass bards sing dirges lamenting your conquest.
Before mine eyes, I might not this believe, but sadly I must. The Glashnass wore our king's body armor and jet packs as his own. And if mine eyes deceive me not, I believe he has acquired our king's royal space helmet. Alas.
Enter Glashnass.
But soft! Behold! Lo, where it comes again. I'll cross it, though it blast me with its fierce plasma rifle. Stay, illusion, stay.
Sun bursts forth over the rim of the planet Epsilon 5.
Shall I strike at it with my Tron hammer?
Do if it ignites its jetpack and it attempts to flee.
Tis here.
Exit Glashnass.
Hark! Let us follow on our hoverbacks. The beast will not escape again, if faith.
Exit.
He will come straight. Look, you lay home to him. I will hide behind this 180-inch Samsung telescreen, and there, hidden, overhear your conversation. Pray be round with him.
Enter Hamlet.
Now, Mother, what's the matter?
You snuggle brats! You do your father much shame. What, pray, was the meaning of the cursed battle royale in which the Flumians and the Gatherinians could only destroy each other with a vibro blade deep in the air canal?
Mother, you do my father shame, and me. Patronize not the son who has ably discovered your crime. Sit you down now. You go not until you do truly see yourself in this reflectotron.
What? Wilt thou murder me? Help! Help!
In space, I can hear you scream.
How now, a moon rat from the swamp planet Trikeoth? Die, rat, die.
Hamlet activates his anti-gravity wristbands and flings aside the massive telescreen. It shatters against the view window on the opposite side of the room. He stares coldly at Polonius, who has already activated his light visor. A long and bloody battle ensues, culminating with Hamlet using his newly gained psychic powers to disembowel Polonius. Hamlet then hangs Polonius from the oxygen vent overhead with his small intestine. Hamlet is covered with blood.
Hamlet! What hast thou done? It was faithful Polonius who was hidden behind that telescreen!
Dear Mother, tell you not the Galactic Tribunal, or life will become very unpleasant for you.
Exeunt.
The king has wagered 6-legged stallions from the planet Breath, the finest in this quadrant. 6 Glexigrar particle beam cannons, and a Utrian luxury cruiser.
I'll take the king's bet and not let him down.
Exit Osric.
Laertes is endowed with a great skill. The monks of Neptune II did train him in the ancient arts of shooting lasers from one's ass.
Horatio, worry not. Your dear friend Hamlet is prepared for this battle. When the time comes, you will see what gifts my 2 months of training in the Derebus system has bestowed upon me, if faith.
Enter High Chancellor Claudius, Gertrude, Laertes, Osric, lords, and other attendants, with cintho trumpets, drums, vibroblades, a table, and flagons of Remulus wine.
Let's fight!
Okay.
Hamlet ignites his jetpack and launches himself through the air at Laertes. Laertes activates his force shield, repelling the majority of Hamlet's attack, but he is still thrown off balance from the impact. Hamlet lands quickly and thrusts with his vibroblade. Laertes, although off balance, acts quickly and throws a massive mental attack, which is supplemented by the brain implants he got earlier at Hamlet. Hamlet thinks he is a little girl skipping through a field of daisies until Horatio jogs his memory with a well-placed sonar blaze. Laertes and Hamlet continue to fight.
Ooh, wine!
Don't drink that.
But I'm thirsty.
Drinks the poisoned wine.
Oh, well.
Hamlet and Laertes continue to fight. They thrust Imperium thrust again with their vibroblades. Laertes shoots lasers from his eyes at Hamlet, trying to catch him unawares, but Hamlet morphs his head to platinum, which reflects the laser beams back at Laertes. Laertes ducks and swings his blade, catching Hamlet in the leg. Hamlet roars and sends a mental shockwave flying at Laertes, who falls down and drops his blade. Hamlet picks it up and strikes Laertes in the arm.
The queen!
I'm poisoned!
Gertrude falls to the ground, writhing and foaming at the mouth. Her face turns blue, then a violent splotchy purple, and finally black. Her entire body swells and then bursts, showering the bystanders with bits of skin and intestine. Where her body was, only a wriggling pile of flesh remains.
Hamlet, the blade was poisoned.
Then Claudius dies too!
He stabs his blade all the way through Claudius' head and pulls it out slowly. He takes the flagon that held the poisoned Remulus wine and pours the remainder of the cup into the gaping hole in Claudius' head. The head sizzles and starts to melt into the floor.
Hamlet, forgive me.
Laertes dies.
Now I die.
No, you must live. Claudius is dead. We now are free to pursue the destiny which lies for us. We must single-handedly defeat the remainder of the alien horde that threatens to wipe from the face of this earth our great people.
Enter Ophelia.
Ophelia, my love, thou didst survive your fall from your cruiser into the great Praxiton Sea.
Tis true. And I have returned to assist you on the road ahead.
I love you.
I love you too.
Hamlet, Ophelia, and Horatio look at each other and smile. Hamlet and Horatio gather up the discarded vibroblades and plasma rifles and load them into their hovercraft. Exeunt into Epsilon 5's dual sunset.
And now an interview with David McMichael, author of Hamlet in Space.
So, David, how did you come up with this concept for your satire project?
Well, desperation and coffee.
Well, those are both very good motivators. Now, did you use the regular version of Hamlet, or did you use any sort of modified version?
Well, I went online and just found a version of Hamlet, and then went back through and added spacey things to it and modified some of the other things so the syllable count would be right and... Yeah, that's about it.
That leads us to assume that this entire thing is in iambic pentameter?
Well, it's 10 syllables per line. I guess not necessarily iambic pentameter, but sort of.
So why space? Why did you choose to set Hamlet in space?
Because I've seen a trend of Hollywood movies recently just becoming more and more ridiculous and using source material and then... taking it, completely past what the author's intention would have ever been, and probably things that would make the author disturbed and furious if he were to see the new version. And so I thought that this would be a good way to communicate that by putting Hamlet in space.
So your intended goal is kind of a social commentary on the way that we have butchered classics lately?
Butchering classics and also the way, that we will, take a story past any sort of logical end. I mean, how we have, there's 7 Saw movies, or there will be soon. And so just taking a story, past where it's useful to anyone, past where it should, past the logical extent of the story. So that's kind of what I was going for.
Okay, David, thanks for taking time to tell us about your project.